Ramsgate Recorder Audio. Headphone Story.
History at the Helm. Writer Carlos Eugene Aguirre O'Brien. As the RNLI commemorates its 200th anniversary, Ramsgate is celebrating the appointment of its newest coxswain, Becky Cannon, the youngest woman to hold the title in the charity's long history. At just 24 years old, Becky is marking a milestone in a family legacy stretching back to her great-great-great-uncle, Alf Moody, who, acting as a second coxswain on the Ramsgate lifeboat Prudential, saved some 2,800 men in the evacuation of Dunkirk. Becky also follows in the footsteps of her father, who, like her, joined the RNLI at 17, and Pip's grandfather, Ron Cannon, MBE, in becoming Ramsgate's youngest coxswain. Ron was a year older, becoming coxswain in 1976 at the age of 25. Significantly, she is also the youngest woman in the charity's nationwide history to be in the role. The new appointment sees her in charge of the all-weather RNLI lifeboat when her father Ian, who remains the station's full-time coxswain, is away. In his absence, she'll be in command of the crew when at sea. It's a big responsibility when the task is always to save lives. Since the organisation's inception 200 years ago, as the National Institution for the Preservation of Life from Shipwreck, under the auspices of Sir William Hillary, lives at sea have been protected by a body of men, as explained on the webpages of the history of the RNLI, in constant readiness to risk their own lives for the preservation of those whom they've never known or seen, perhaps of another nation, merely because they are fellow creatures in extreme peril. For many, the image of an archetypal lifeboat might bring to mind a rugged, bearded man donning oilskins and a cork life jacket. However, this would belie the history of women in the service. Even at the organisation's early beginnings, a legend was born of female courage at sea. In 1838, Grace Darling rowed in the roughest seas alongside her father to save the lives of the stricken sailors of the shipwreck Forfarshire off the coast of Northumberland, earning her the Silver Medal for Bravery, awarded by the then-named Royal National Institution for the Preservation of Life from Shipwreck. Her feat of heroism captured the imagination of the Victorian public so vividly it inspired works of art, poetry, and an industry of celebrity fanfare. Requests for her correspondence, locks of her hair, and even unrequited marriage proposals consumed much of the media darling's latter short-lived life. Thankfully today, Becky Cannon does not have to contend with quite the same attention. Although, instead of penning endless letters to admiring fans, she will sign your RNLI gift shop tea towel if you ask nicely. While true that women were initially excluded from service, it took trailblazers to shatter stereotypes, and today, around 12% of the charity's on- and offshore crew are women. Becky joins a strong line from Margaret Armstrong launching the Northumberland lifeboats for the first time in 1865, Elizabeth Hosfett in 1969 becoming the first trained women to join an RNLI lifeboat crew, to Eileen Jones receiving the Bronze Medal for Gallantry in 2005. It wasn't until 2022 that the first all-women lifeboat crew was sent out in colour coats, tyne and weir. Becky is inspired by these stories and now commands Ramsgate's 2,100 horsepower Tamar-class all-weather vessel, exuding professional modesty and confident competency. The lifeboat station is now situated on the outer wall of the inner marina, moved from its original position near the clockhouse, and is one of the oldest in the UK. From sail, steam to diesel vessels, crews have been presented with more than 50 awards for gallantry over the years. To become coxswain, Becky had to demonstrate her expertise under examination by answering a mayday call off Pegwell. Down to one engine as a faux fire broke out down below, Becky had to rescue a dummy and prepare to launch the life craft off the lifeboat and ensure the safety of her crew and all aboard. Becky is on call all the time when she's not working. She says it can be tough getting out of a cozy bed in the small hours of the morning, especially in less than clement weather. Or worse still, answering the pager's call just as the barbecue's been fired up. There's also a high degree of risk when leading a rescue crew in life-threatening emergencies and facing the unpredictable and dangerous nature of the sea. However, since the Iron Eli's inception, safety has improved immeasurably. For a start, boats are no longer launched by horses. Becky says that each call-out is as humbling as the last. She sees it as a job to save someone's life, and in her case, perhaps a family business. For more information about the Iron Eli, search rnli.org. To listen to more Brightside audio stories, go to brightsidepublishing.com/listen.